With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, July 14th. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Then head on over to Twitter and follow me, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. By the way, I'm on Live Before Lock tonight with Lofty, but big news here. Stick around after the show. We're hanging out. We're going to watch the game for a little bit. Live stream continues after Live Before Lock is over until it seems like nobody wants to be there any longer. But we're hanging out for at least a half hour, probably most of the first quarter, potentially more if it's going well. So keep your eyes peeled for that. On the outside looking in for my contenders, however, Pat Connaughton, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, and Mikal Bridges on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, I'm going to PJ Tucker. It's been pretty consistent so far in this series. No chance at MVP, no chance at star, no chance at pro. 44% likelihood of being in the optimal utility spot. And at 7,500, he makes for a perfect value option, paying up for the studs that you will inevitably be putting in those multiplier spots. 34 minutes for Tucker and a stat line that is comically low. 5 points, almost five rebounds, 1.5 assists, and a steal. It's not great. It's only 16 fantasy points, but that's really all you're looking for in the utility spot. You got to save salary somewhere. I think PJ Tucker works perfectly. Next up at number four, we're going to 14K Chris Paul. 9% chance at the MVP spot, 22% at star, 14% at pro, and then you're not using him at utility, just a 1% shot there. 45% likelihood of being in the optimal lineup. I think Chris Paul plays 40 minutes, certainly more than he played in game three. And he's projected for a double-double, 20 points, 10 assists. He almost get to 5 boards, almost 2 steals. I like all of that right now. You can use him in any of the multiplier spots. You want to focus a little bit more on the star. But if you want to bounce to MVP, you want to bounce to pro, I think both of those are more than okay. You just want to be cognizant of what else is in the rest of your lineup. But for Chris Paul, the star is going to be the spot you're looking for most. Everything I just said for Chris Paul works here. Number three, $13,500 Chris Middleton. An 8% chance at the MVP, 20% at star, 16% at pro, and a little bit more frequent in utility, just 2%. A 46% likelihood of being in the optimal lineup. I have 42 minutes for Chris Middleton. 24.5 points, 6.5 boards, and 6 assists. So he does a little bit of everything. Plus you get that stock and a half. But the same sort of breakdown for Paul works for Middleton. You can use him at the MVP. He's a little bit more valuable at pro, but star is probably your best spot. It's hard to want to push him all the way to MVP and get ahead of Giannis because that means he has to outscore Giannis. And that's not all that easy when Giannis is playing, but it can still happen. 8% isn't crazy, but 36% likelihood in star and pro. You just have to get to Middleton because the shot volume is massive. 26% usage projected for this game. If you're using him, if you're spending that 13.5, you want him in a multiplier spot. Whichever spot is picking up less ownership, whether that's star or pro, that's the spot that I would concentrate more. At number two, saving a little bit of salary, 12K Drew Holiday. Just a 6% chance of being in the optimal MVP spot, 15% at star, and a massive 29% at pro. But you could actually get a little different and drop Drew Holiday down to the utility spot, 7% likelihood there. I think that works in large field GPPs. And you can see we jumped up in tier, a 57% chance for Drew to be in the optimal lineup. 41 minutes, 19 points, 7.5 assists, almost 5 boards and 2.5 stocks. He really does get there doing everything. The shot hasn't been falling, which is unfortunate, shooting about 30% from three in the playoffs, which is not ideal, but everything else is still there. The assists are there, the rebounds are there, the defense is there, and today the price tag is there, and that's why Drew gets to number two. Now, before we get to Giannis Antetokounmpo, one last reminder, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Then head on over to Twitter and follow me at Josh Engelman. Only place you're getting updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. We don't have many more of these days left, so you got to get over there and follow me. Finally, comment section underneath this video. I need your favorite contender, your least favorite contender, and the guy that you thought should be on this list that you do not see. There are no other options here, and I don't have much to say. Giannis Antetokounmpo at 16K is the number one contender. A 65% chance of being the optimal MVP, 13% at star, just 3% at pro. You do not play him at the utility. That is not going to work out for you. 81% chance of being in the optimal lineup altogether, 40 minutes, 33 real points, 12 boards, 6 assists, and 2.5 stocks. I got nothing else to say. Giannis is projected for, 15 more fantasy points than anybody else on the slate. He's the no-brainer MVP option. You should use him there frequently. If you want to get a little different, I think you could slip him to the star. Maybe put him in the pro in a couple lineups if you want, but when push comes to shove, you're either putting him in an MVP or you're probably not putting him in there at all. But either way, 81% likelihood of being in the optimal. Don't overthink it. It's Giannis. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, July 14th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Strategy show, 10 a.m. with Lafi. You don't want to miss it. And then you guys heard it before. We've got Live Before Lock with Lafi up until 9 o'clock, and then we're sticking around for a little bit more. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be fun. We're going to do polls, hang out. Maybe we'll do a giveaway or two. Who knows? We can do whatever we want. We run this thing. So thank you so much for watching. We will be back. I will be back for Game 5 on Saturday, I believe. Saturday. That sounds about right. I'll be back for Game 5 on Saturday with the contenders. Good luck tonight, everybody.